The Chillicothe Hornets and the Maryville Spoofhounds are in a out-and-out gunfight here at Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium. It's been a night of big plays. Maryville scored first on a 70-yard touchdown run by Gavin Talmadge. Chillicothe returned that with an actual 90-yard kickoff return by Guy Vincent. And then just a moment ago from 80 yards out, Jacob Lewis runs it back for a touchdown from scrimmage. Here's the kickoff returned by Michael Butler, and he gets out to the Maryville 30-yard line. Well, Butch, this is quite a contrast from the St. Joe Lafayette ball game we had last week.
Yes, quite a bit. As Chillicothe leads here 14-7. Lots of scoring so far, but exciting ball game as Michael Lewis just runs 80 yards for the TD. Yeah, they need to figure out how to get Michael Lewis to do that again. That was an exciting play and very well executed.
Here's Grudzinski and the Maryville Spoofhounds. One back is in the backfield. It looks like it's Walters. They're in a double wing formation from the 30, first and 10. No, it's a new running back for Maryville, and he needs to go out of the game. He got piled up there. Not very effective was the running back, Jordan Zeck, a sophomore, as he loses 5 yards against the out-and-out wave of the Hornet defense. Alex Hager and Kyle Wilkerson leading the charge.
The important thing right now, Mark, is Chillicothe is building confidence, and Maryville's kind of got their dauber down, so to speak.
Zeck remains in the backfield. He gets the call again. He's tripped up as he goes off right tackle, a gain of about 2 yards as he gets it up to the 27-yard line of Maryville. Tackle made by Guy Vincent and Justin Van Houten. So it's going to bring up a third and 12 for Maryville at their own 28, 27-yard line. Grudzinski, it looks like he's in shotgun formation. He'll have Talmadge standing behind him. Three wide receivers set, two to the left, one to the right. Grudzinski rolls to his left, looks to throw, unloads down the sidelines, wobbly up in the air. It is caught! Caught by, who is that? Michael Butler. First down, Maryville Spoofhounds. Michael Butler comes down with the dead duck throw there by Grudzinski, and Maryville has it first and 10 at the Chillicothe 44-yard line.
And Butler had to come up and come back to catch that ball, and just kind of an unfortunate thing there for the Hornets as Maryville picks up the first down and in Hornet territory.
Talmadge remains in the backfield. He gets the carry, goes right up the middle, untouched. He's loose. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Gavin Talmadge. His second rushing touchdown of the night, this one from 40 yards out, or 44 yards out. His first one was from 70 yards out, and with 6:28 remaining in the first quarter, it's Chillicothe 14, Maryville 13. Walter in to attempt the point after. The holder is the starting quarterback, Grudzinski. Here's a snap put down nicely. Vincent almost blocked that one, but he just barely got the kick up, did Walter, and it was very, very strong as it went through the south uprights very nicely. And the score is now 14-14 in this Midland Empire Conference game. Here's the kickoff by Maryville, Shane Owens. He kicks it high but short. It's caught by Jacob Lewis at the 20. He turns his back to the Maryville kicking unit. Fakes a reverse handoff, then gives it to Vincent. Vincent goes around the left side of the field there on the west side and goes out of bounds near the 30 of Chillicothe, and that's where the Hornets will have it, first and 10, as their offensive unit comes out quickly to set up their first offensive play. Vincent, wide to the right. Hatfield and Plummer split in the backfield. Pitchback goes to Plummer. Plummer's got some steam. He's at the 30, 35, fumbling down to up to the 40 of Chillicothe. Close to a first down there on that first down carry by Plummer. Jordan Zeck, a linebacker, sophomore, on the tackle for Maryville.
It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. It'll be second down and one as Plummer got it out close to the 40-yard line of the Hornets.
Plummer entering tonight's game has three 100-yard rushing performances in his Hornet career, all of them coming this year. And his best one, 239 yards against St. Joe Benton. Here's a handoff to Hatfield. And Hatfield charges up through the middle, gets the first down and a few more yards as he gets out to the Chillicothe 44. Make it the 45 of Chillicothe where the Hornets will have it. First and 10, 5:39 remains first quarter. Chillicothe and Maryville, 14-14.
And Chillicothe so far has had done a pretty good job of moving the football, but so has Maryville.
Vincent, wide to the right. Hatfield, Plummer split in the backfield. Lewis has a bounce line in front, pitches back to Plummer. Plummer gets stopped in the backfield, a loss of maybe 1 yard. Good pursuit by the left side of the defensive line of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Tyler Peavy, a senior defensive end, on the stop of Plummer.
Yeah, loss of about a foot on that play, so it's going to bring up a second down, a long 10. As the clock runs here with 4:55 to go in the first quarter, this game's still tied up at 14-all.
Hart comes out of the ball game, replaced by Alex Thompson, who'll be wide to the right. Austin Hatfield wide to the left. Two backs in the backfield. That's Plummer and Vincent. Rolling to his left is Lewis. He's going to keep it. Stiff arms a defender, but then is slung down at the 45. No gain on that second down play by the Hornets' Jacob Lewis. Caleb Mather on the tackle, a sophomore for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Interesting as Lewis is now, looks like he's been given free reins to run it any time he wants
to. Well, after he scored that touchdown, I would think so. He was very impressive on that touchdown run. So, I think he ought to be doing that more often.
Third and 9 for the Hornets at their own 46. Two wide receivers to the right. Lewis rolls to his right. Pressure from behind. He unloads, though. It's caught by Alex Thompson at the 34 of Maryville. No, Vincent on the catch. A strike as Vincent went sliding to the turf at the 34 of Maryville. First down, Chillicothe.
Yeah, that was a great catch by Vincent there as he had some pressure on him, but he was able to come up with the football and the first down for the Hornets.
Lewis gets the play from the sidelines. Maryville already set on defense, awaiting the break of huddle by the Hornets. And here come the Hornets to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at the Maryville 34. Vincent wide to the right as Lewis counterhands off to Plummer. Plummer lowers his head. Hatfield actually on the carry as he goes off left guard and gets down to the 29 of Maryville. Tackle made by Cole Dugan, senior linebacker for the Spoofhounds.
Nice gain that time. 5 yards. Going to bring up a second and 5. As Chillicothe seems to be able to move the football against Maryville.
3 minutes remains, first quarter. The score is 14-14 between the Hornets of Chillicothe and the Spoofhounds of Maryville. Here's Lewis under center. One running back flanked tight to the left. That's Hatfield. Pitchback goes to Vincent. Eludes one defender in the backfield. Crosses the 30. Gets up or down to the 26 of Maryville. Still short of the first down is the Hornets. Cole Dugan and Michael Butler were in on the stop for the Spoofhounds.
As they get the ball down to the 26, this is a four-down territory. As they've got 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Third down, and let's call it, that's third and 3.
Alex Thompson is at the left tight end position. Stevens at the right. Vincent tight to the right is in the backfield. Plummer gets the handoff, crosses the line of scrimmage, gets down to the 24 where he's jarred loose. The ball comes loose even. He was hit hard, Butch, there by I don't know who it was. It was Cole Dugan, a linebacker, hit Plummer hard right in the jaw, and that jarred the ball loose from Plummer's hands, and Maryville recovers the first turnover of the night by either team.
Wish we had instant replay here because I think I'm partial, but I thought he hit the ground. The ground caused the fumble, but it doesn't make any difference. Maryville has the football at their own 24-yard line.
That turnover by Chillicothe comes with 2:10 remaining first quarter, 14-14 the score. Butler in at quarterback, throws incomplete pass. The intended receiver, Baker, the quarterback now in, intended receiver was Twaddle. And it goes sailing out of bounds at the 35 of Maryville.
We got a penalty against Maryville, an illegal shift. Is that a dead ball foul? They're talking to the Chillicothe captain, so
they're going to assess it.
They will assess it. So
that turnover,
Chillicothe's going to take the penalty here.
That turnover a moment ago by the Hornets, their first of the night and 11th on the season. Right now, their opponents, they've only forced their opponents into 9 turnovers on the season. So Chillicothe in the negative in the giveaway-takeaway ratio there. Maryville getting set. It'll bring up a first and 15 for the Spoofhounds at their own 14-yard line down at the north end of the football field. 6 seconds remains on the play clock. Baker takes a snap, hands off to Talmadge, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage. Check that. That carry was by Jordan Zeck. Zeck on the carry. No gain by the Spoofhounds offense.
So we got a second down and 15. Hornet defense has got to keep putting pressure on that Maryville offensive line.
Walter wide to the left. Talmadge goes in motion out of the backfield. His flags go up in the air.
Yeah, we were trying to come on a blitz there. We got there just a little bit too quick, penetrated the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a penalty against the Hornets. So that'll bring up a second down and 10 on the penalty. That timing was almost perfect, but almost is the key word there.
Here's Maryville now, second down and 10 after the Hornet penalty. Ball sitting at the Maryville 24. Handoff reverse. It goes to Fournay. Fournay goes off right tackle on the reverse in the backfield up to the Hornet 28-yard line is where they're going to say his knee hit. And it'll bring up a third and a long 6 for the Spoofhounds at their own 28-yard line.
It's a key play here for the Hornet defense as we got the third down situation, 3rd and 6. The ball at the 29-yard line of Maryville.
Walter wide to the right, handoff to Talmadge. Now he reverses again to Fournay. Fournay this time got some really good yardage on this carry as he gets up through the middle of the Hornet defense and is finally brought down at the 36 of Maryville after picking up another Maryville first down.
Yeah, they did a nice job of running that reverse that time, and there was a really big hole there for him to run through, and Maryville picks up a first down on a very key play.
Grimatis and Talmadge split in the backfield. Handoff goes to Grimatis. Grimatis goes off the center, crosses the 35, the 40, gets up to the 45. Close to another first down for Maryville before he's brought down by Alex Thompson.
He's going to be about a yard short as he's close to the Maryville 45-yard line.
They're going to be just shy of getting this playoff, I'm afraid, Butch, as we've got 1 second remaining in the first quarter, and that will be the final play of the first quarter with Chillicothe and Maryville tied up 14-14 here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium.